This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And the message today is this, that the one who delivered a man from a demonic spirit, a demonic spirit that manifested itself in muteness where the man couldn't speak, is the same Jesus that wants to work in my life and in your life today and to deliver us. Don't practice sin management, practice deliverance. Don't practice sin management. Practice the hand of God, the finger of God at work in your life in such a way that, as you saw today in that film clip, the finger of God writing the Ten Commandments on those tablets of stone is depicted in a great way for 1956 special effects, I might add. But that's depicted of what the Lord wants to do in your life. And Jesus said this, I cast out demons by the finger of God, by His power and authority. Why? Because He had it. It was intrinsic in who He was and what He was. During World War II, many civilians in battle-torn countries could be seen with the identifying initials DP on their clothing, which stood for displaced person. Most of these people were relocated in other countries. Some of them quickly adopted their ways of their new home, and soon their distinct national traits were lost. Others refused to be swallowed up by a different culture. You could always tell that they were from another country because they retained their language and they retained their customs. What about people like you and me, Christians? Do you realize there is a sense in which we're all DPs? And I really mean that. We're displaced persons. Our citizenship, according to the Bible, is in heaven, not on this earth. We're on temporary duty, temporary assignment here on earth. And the 70 or 80 years that you and I will spend on this earth, get this, are nothing compared to the eternity that we're going to spend with the Lord. Have you ever thought about that? That the 70 or 80, maybe 90 years that people spend on this earth is just a blink in the eye of God? That's all it is in terms of eternity. And yet we live as if this is the real world and the next world is the never, never land. This is the never, never land. This is the dreams world. The next world to be with the Lord is the real world. We're going to the greatest reality of all, to be with the Lord forever. The Lord that delivered the man 2,000 years ago wants to deliver you. He wants to deliver me. And that power and authority is available. It's available through a person, a personal God called Jesus Christ. Christianity is not a belief system, it's a relationship with a person. Would you go home with that? Christianity is not a belief system, it's a relationship with a person, a personal God, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for what you've done for us today through this message. Help us to realize that we can have inner conflict over things going on in our lives, but there's also inner power and inner strength that comes from knowing your Son, Jesus Christ. The same authority, same power that released that man from that demonic spirit is available in my life. And the one who said, I do this by the finger of God, was claiming Old Testament power and authority because he was saying, I'm God. That's what he was claiming, deity. And his audience knew it. Many of them did. They knew what he meant when he said that, because he could say that with power and authority because of who and what he is, the Son of the living God.
Well, friend, I say it often, and I will continue to say it often, that if Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, and only if he is, there's nothing more important in the universe than knowing him. Let me say that again. If Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be, there's nothing more important in the universe than knowing him. Our website is crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories on crosshope.org. Thanks for listening. We'll continue in Luke next week. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.